Okay, so once your patients are loaded in the department, assuming that everything goes well, they don't have any complications, no precipitated withdrawal, or they had precipitated withdrawal, but you got them caught up and they're feeling great and they're ready to go. Obviously, the goal is always to get them connected to an outpatient provider to continue with treatment. The ideal, best practice, perfect world kind of thing is that you have a peer counselor or a case manager or a social worker who's able to assist you in finding an appropriate outpatient provider and doing a warm handoff where you or a member of the clinical team is speaking directly with the provider that will be assuming care and making a direct appointment for the patient to go ideally within 24 hours to get just smoothly transitioned care. The DC Health website has a list of fast track providers that are supposed to be able to see patients within 24 hours. That will be linked in the show notes here. It's also available on the DCHA or not, no, the DC Health website. There's also an access helpline that is 1-888-7-WE-HELP. Which is 888-793-4357. That's also listed on the DC Health website. That can help sort of navigate getting your patients into behavioral health or substance use treatment. That said, I think the reality of the ER is that it's not always feasible to either do a warm handoff. I say this as a fundamentally a nocturnist. Most treatment centers are not available to take sign out at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's not always feasible for patients to get in within 24 hours, especially if it's over a weekend, on a holiday, or just if the patient has things they have to do, if they have to be at work, if they have to arrange childcare, whatever it is. So if you're able to do that warm handoff with your peer recovery coaches or your social work team or case management, that's the ideal. If they're able to get an appointment either the same day or the next day, you don't necessarily have to give them a prescription from the emergency room for continued buprenorphine. In the probably majority of cases where you cannot necessarily guarantee that they have a next day follow-up, you should discharge them with a supply of buprenorphine for home. So again, the X waiver is gone. So everyone can prescribe buprenorphine. No excuses. You can all do it now. So in general, how do you do this? I almost always give 16 milligrams to everyone. If the patient has either been maintained on a higher dose in the past or required a higher loading dose in the ER, I give them whatever dose that is. If they've been on 24 in the past, continue them on 24. If they required 24 in the department, that's a reasonable dose for them to continue at home. That dose can be taken either as a single dose in the morning. If the patient has like chronic pain or even acute pain complaints, buprenorphine is still a pain medicine, but the pain effects work better if the doses are split. So if it's 16 milligrams, they could do 8 twice a day, 24 milligrams, 8 three times a day. The effect on withdrawal is going to be the same, but the effect on pain is going to be better at the split dose. I recommend prescribing at a minimum a 3-day supply of buprenorphine. My preference is to prescribe about a week. DC Medicaid will cover 7 days of up to 24 milligrams of buprenorphine without requiring prior authorization. So for a lot of our patients, that's going to be a feasible, accessible option. Maryland Medicaid will also cover the first week prescription. Maryland Medicaid's is a little bit different in that they cover 2 films of any dose strength without a prior authorization. So that gets a little bit trickier. You can usually get 16 milligrams as 2 8-milligram strips. So I think that's at least a reasonable thing to offer the patient. If your patient doesn't have Medicaid or any sort of insurance, or if they have private insurance and they aren't sure, what their insurance will cover. Generic buprenorphine naloxone films are relatively affordable with like a GoodRx card. I think most of our hospitals probably have a supply of GoodRx cards on hand. If not, patients can download the app and sort of look for a price they can afford, and ideally a pharmacy that is convenient to them. If you are comfortable with doing buprenorphine as a monotherapy for home, the generic buprenorphine tablets, like the sublingual tablets, are a little bit more affordable. So that's also an option if cost is a really big concern. Not every pharmacy has buprenorphine in stock at all times. So this is one of the ones that I generally personally give a paper prescription for, just because getting in, like calling back to get an ER provider to change a pharmacy turns into a whole fight sometimes. So I think it's just easier just to give a paper prescription for this. And then also worth noting, DC does have a buprenorphine drug assistance program. It's called BupDAP. It'll be linked in the show notes, that has some pharmacies where patients can access free buprenorphine through the DC Health program.